update. Trainum and Western Kentucky's Elijah Young, who were all named to the Doak Walker preseason watch list and given to the nation's most outstanding college running back. I'm Scott Fitzgerald.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
We all know that the price of almost everything has increased recently, but you might not know the price of lumber and even the steel used in Mansi Metals post-frame buildings, roofing, and siding has actually come down. Now could be a great time to install a new metal roof or put up a pole barn designed to last. To talk about your project with one of their building specialists, visit Mansi Metals Showroom weekdays on Rolling Hills Lane in Winchester or right now at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center when every minute matters. Emergencies strike day or night, and Clark Regional is there when you need it most, providing emergency care close to home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including their higher levels of heart care found in an accredited chest pain center. From the routine to the unforeseen, count on Clark. Check their average ER wait time at clarkregional.org.
Here's your LX18 Storm Tracker forecast. Middle of the week already. Looking at a sky partly sunny today. Cannot completely rule out an isolated thunder shower popping up as a front coming into the area. Highs today, upper 80s to around 90, still humid. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, again, minimal shower chance. And highs close to 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Good morning from our showcase studios at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester. It's time for hour one of Mornings on Main. Brought to you right here on WWKY 102.9 FM 990 AM and streaming worldwide on WWKYradio.com. Good morning to you. Got an artist here we're going to introduce and play in here. Had a birthday in 1942.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle.
I believe you got this one.
DJ, it's not Ray Charles.
No.
DJ Thomas.
It's a wonderful song.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
You like it, Kitty?
Yes. Yeah, Elvis covered this one as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
You're all things Elvis.
I do like Elvis, yeah. But this is BJ.
Did he write this song?
Yeah, I think somebody wrote it for him, but he performed it. Yeah. He passed away in 2021. This time
the girl. I like the horns in
the horns. Oh, yeah.
Are nice. Ms. Burtner likes.
This time the girl is going to stay.
What about that? I got one. Jeff?
Hey, I'll tell you.
Are you
got a good
of me?
One there.
I can't say my heart swells with pride that you got that one on the very first try.
Well, I got the B. I had struggled a little bit for the J.
Well, that's okay.
It came to me.
Well, it's just a process.
It's a process.
Yeah, B.J. Thomas, born this day in 1942. And mentioned Elvis covered that song. Elvis sold a jumpsuit. It went on auction this day. I was just looking like you on random things that happened on this day. $300,000 for that jumpsuit.
Oh, my.
And you were going to wear it to the chamber event.
I was.
You know, it's already
and
gone.
It's already sold?
It's already sold.
It's gone?
Well, we did talk about the appropriate attire for the chamber site, and the only person in the room that's going to wear a tie is Jeff Ray. He's going to wear a tie, but I'm not going to wear a tie. I'm not going to wear a jacket, for that matter. But I do think, you know, a snappy-looking dress shirt would be good when we
sure.
get our certificate, Jeff.
As long as you wear pants.
You got to turn up your sound here.
I got you.
As long as you wear pants, everybody's okay. We're good.
Yeah.
All right.
This isn't a newscast where they see you from the waist up.
So, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Ed, take it away.
All right. This is Mornings on Main, and The two melodious voices that we heard were Joel Bennett and Jeff Ray, and I very much appreciate them stepping in and helping here at the Radio Ranch. Remember Tim Smith and his families, and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Tim is fighting the good fight, and we have nothing but good thoughts with regard to Tim and his, and we hope his healing process. So let's remember Tim. Our guest this morning is Kitty Strode, City Commissioner Kitty Strode, and we had a city commission meeting last night. We're going to spend the first hour talking about the city commission meeting. And then the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about, not a little bit, but quite a bit about the Pioneer Festival. I'm going to, later today, send out a call to the Labor Day folks and see if we can get them in here and talk about the Labor Day activities for that weekend. So we've got a lot going on. I will say that my two go-to people for what day is it today have not sent me anything. I know they're feverishly researching the World Wide Web, Brittany Harper and Addie Wills. They're my go-to people for that. I know they're furiously searching the web right now. So they will report in here in momentarily. But that's let's start with the 4 o'clock meeting. The City Commission has a pattern and practice of basically on meeting nights, there are two meetings, one at 4 o'clock, sometimes 4:30.
Right.
But it's a work session, and it's an opportunity to discuss. It's still a public meeting, still a published meeting, and the notice is published, the agenda is published. The city clerk, Joy Curtis, does a great job of taking care of all that and making sure that the members of the commission are kept straight with regard to time and place and agendas and all that.
Right.
It appeared that, Kitty, the one item, big item, on the 4 o'clock agenda was the Kentucky League of Cities financing for important city projects. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Well, as you know, Ed, there's a lot of needs this community has, and we prioritize those in our strategic plan. So this is addressing some of those, and they gave a presentation on financing last night. So we're definitely going to do it, because you can't let things fall through the cracks, and we have so many things that have to be addressed. They will come back to us with a proposal at the next meeting.
Okay.
So it'll take a little while to get it done.
Sure.
And things signed and agreements. And then we'll have to vote on it. You know, not too many questions last night. I think we were just listening and gathering information. And they've done this for, like, years. They've been doing it.
A long time.
And, like, 155 cities they've helped. So it's certain they don't have any experience in it all. So
The Kentucky League of Cities is a tremendous partner for the city of Winchester.
Yes, they are.
They have helped in many times and in many ways. They are the entity that created the insurance program years ago, and, of course, the city of Winchester participates in that, and we have participated in financing programs, and they're just a tremendous resource.
They truly are, and they've been wonderful partners for us. Yeah. So they were the logical people to call to help with it. So we'll keep you posted on that.
All right. Was there anything else major during the 4 o'clock meeting?
No.
Let's go to the 5:30 meeting. Okay. There was a presentation by Chris Lowry of Chris Lowry and Associates. Mm-hmm. It is time to start working on the east side of Lincoln Street.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah. There are 7 houses that have been built on the west side. I think I'm correct about that.
I think there's 7.
So how many homes will be built on the east side?
I think 6. I think Chris said 6. There's going to be 9 taken down. Cleaned up.
Okay. Well, the lots will be cleaned up.
Yes.
The house will be demolished. Yes. If there's a house there,
yes.
Otherwise
yes.
The lot.
Right.
Infrastructure was part of the of phase one when you did the west side, so you don't have to go back with sidewalks and streets.
Which was
and,
so smart to have done all that.
Yeah. So this is just working with the homeowners, establishing ownership, and then cleaning up the properties and making it possible for 6 more families to have decent safety.
And, of course, finding housing for the ones that are dislocated. So.
Sure, sure.
Bob's a lot, but Chris did a wonderful job the last time, and I know she's excited about moving on with this project again.
There was a presentation. Was there a vote taken on that?
We did resolutions on it.
There were some votes later in the meeting.
Yeah, but they were.
But there was no formal vote on this one.
Well, there were votes. We had resolutions and votes.
We'll get to those. So, the bottom line is the city commission supports moving forward to phase two.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. We're going to. Yes.
All right. Under new business, there were four items there that caught my eye. All of them related to a better. Mm-hmm. Which is 78 and a half steps from the Radio Ranch, a better. They had approval for the annual Fannie Cole Festival, the Puppa Palooza event, a Better Day Market, and Oktoberfest, all on different days, all on Depot Street.
Yes, yes. And we approved all those.
Okay. Depot Street has been a major plus for the north end of Winchester.
Yes, it has. And now that we're going to be shut down on Main, it's going to be used a lot more in the next year, 18 months, because we'll have to move our Rock the Blocks there next year.
Okay. All right.
Have it.
There is a Rock the Block while we're talking about Friday night.
For Friday night. And the reason they're so close together is, I was just saying to Ed, we always do Rock the Block the second Friday, starting in May and running through August. And to get the Band of Oz, we had to book them when they were coming to town.
Sure.
So that's why it's kind of close together. But Boogie Chee has a great following. Weather's supposed to be very nice Friday night, so I would encourage you all to come down to the courthouse and enjoy them. It's supposed to cool off, I think, Friday.
A little bit, a few degrees.
Which will be good.
Yeah, that'll help.
And this is our last Rock the Block of the year.
The last Rock the Block, The Land of Oz was a great
They're so good.
Act. There could have been 1,000 people down there that night, it seemed to me.
A lot of people came that have never been before.
Right.
But a lot of people love beach music.
Sure.
You know, so they're a nice group of guys, easy to work with, and I want to have them back next year if we can work out another weekend.
And Boogie G is an act that has sort of closed out your Rock the Block series every year, it seems like.
We haven't had him for a couple of years.
Okay. All right.
But we're ready to have him back. We try to switch up, Ed, and not have the same people every year to make it more interesting.
All right. Let's move through a couple of more things. There was down under ordinances, second and final reading, an ordinance approving medicinal cannabis that received an approval.
Absolutely.
Okay. Also under 5B, the ordinance adjusting the occupational license fees, that also received a second reading.
Yes, it did.
All right. There was a couple of ordinances for first reading. One was removing the Winchester First Board from the Code of Ordinances.
Yeah, I'll speak to that a moment.
Go ahead.
Since I sat on that board, I think from the inception, we decided to rework the job description, put it under the city, do away with the board. We're still going to have the Downtown Development Fund, who decides where the funds go when you applied for them, and we'll still have committees. But this way, you'll answer straight to Bruce and have a lot more contact, hopefully, with the downtown businesses, this new person that comes on board.
A decision made by the commission at least 2 years ago was to withdraw from participation in the Kentucky Main Street program.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Winchester will still have a Main Street program, but it will be, as you say, supervised by the city manager. Yeah. And
the new one is called Marketing and Events Director, I think, and we're fixing to interview next week, I think, applications closed.
You had an ordinance for second reading, an ordinance for first reading, amending the fiscal year 2025 budget. Was there anything?
Just a couple of things there.
We had a couple of several orders under orders and personnel orders, an order accepting the resignation of Janet Townsend from the Housing Authority. There will be a vacancy there. On B, Elizabeth Morton Davis was appointed to a four-year term on the Planning Commission. That will be her first term.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth lives out on South Main and is a wonderful community partner, if you will. 7C, there was a legally binding agreement with Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity plays a key role in the Lincoln Street Project Phase 1 and will so in Phase 2. They're the ones that essentially select the families. Is that correct?
Yes, they do. They do. And you know, their new director is Mary Jo Hunt.
Right. Mary Jo Hatchett.
Sorry.
I call her Mary Jo.
She'll be wonderful.
She will. In fact, we've got her scheduled for a program here in a week or so. But they provide a wonderful service. Martha Gamble, friend of yours, was the chairman of the selection committee.
Yes, she was.
For the families, and she and I joke about it. She called me one day and said, I just need to know more about this Lincoln. And I said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. So I picked her up, and we went over on Lincoln.
Gave her a tour, which she appreciated. She appreciated it.
Miss Martha is a wonderful, wonderful
person.
Yes, she is. And I know she's a friend of yours.
A very good friend of mine.
Under personnel order, there was an amendment to the job description for the police chief, and there were a couple of other actions. You have a familiar name to the city and the community coming back to fulfill the position of evidence technician. Actually, I had a conversation with Kevin Palmer this past week, and... basically, what the police chief wants to do here is apparently there's just a mass amount of evidence, some of which doesn't need to be retained and kept, some of which can legally be disposed of. But Kevin, with his experience, he'll be able to go through that and have a little better order to what
And they'll be able to free up an officer that's having to do that now,
That's right. That's right.
It's twofold, but we're so glad to have – we were laughing last night – does he have enough experience?
Yeah, does he have enough experience? was there any public comment last night?
Public comment was Amanda came from Hamilton Brooks Designs and was asking about the new position when that person was going to be in place. She was asking about Halloween Mania and what things would be going on. So she's been a great new business downtown.
Okay.
And then we had the sweetest couple, the Banks from Quick Shop, that have so many concerns about what's happening in that trailer park.
Okay.
And so Kenny says he has contacted a lawyer, and I think they're going to try to move ahead with getting some evidence together.
Okay, very good. That is, that's a very quick run through of two city commission meetings last night. We're going to take a break. After we take a break, we'll do community announcements, and then we will get into a little event that we have here in town called the Pioneer Festival. So if we can, let's take the break, and when we come back, we'll do community announcement. This is Mornings on Main.
And we're talking about city events and some of the issues being addressed in the city. Be appropriate time to talk about Court Street Gifts right there in the city. Court Street Gifts, located on Court Street, naturally, right there in the title. Located in Winchester, locally owned by two friends. They created a store for folks that love to shop, and you'll find an ever-changing inventory of gifts for all ages. And at Court Street Gifts, they will gift wrap, deliver, or ship your purchase for you. Maybe a gift basket with some unique regional specialties you can only get around here. They'll assemble that and get it to the intended person. Call 859-744-3434 for exceptional gifts and personalized service. Again, 744-3434. Open 11 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturday. Again, Court Street Gifts. Find them online at courtstreetgifts.net.
Make your backyard dreams come true with River Valley Pools, now officially Premier Pools. Premier Pools specializes in in-ground pool design and installation with custom pool sizes and styles. Premier Pools is known for quality installation and customer service. Pool school is included in every package to assist you with pool maintenance. Call Premier Pools, formerly River Valley Pools, today to schedule a consultation. 859-749-5230.
If 1967 is the summer of love, 2024 is the summer of ale-aide. And summer just got better because we've combined strawberry and watermelon. Strawmelon ale-aide is now available online and in your favorite store. The summer of love might be history, but the summer of ale-aide is historic. Enjoy strawmelon and all the other great flavors during the summer of ale-aide.
Ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Turn your compassion into action when you volunteer with the American Red Cross. People right here in your community and across the country count on the Red Cross every day, helping those affected by disasters like home fires, storms, and floods. You can make a difference. 90% of our workforce are volunteers who are inspired to give back. Consider becoming a disaster action team member today. Join us and help turn tragedy into hope. We can't do it without you. Learn more by visiting redcross.org/volunteer.
Another one of our Mornings on Main sponsor. You're looking for lunch today? A good place to go, Engine House. Right there on West Lexington Avenue, Engine House. Today's special, one topping, 6-inch pizza, 11 to 2 p.m. You can get that one there today. That's the special. And this evening, 16-inch Winchester pizza, $15. Dine-in only. You can get that at 5 to 8 this evening. Again, 16-inch Winchester pizza, $15. Engine House, pizzapub.com. Find them there online. Check out their Facebook page. Dine-in or carry-out. Again, located 9 West Lexington Avenue in Winchester. Great food, cold beverages, and Ed Winchester Pizza. They've customized one right here for the city.
Yeah. What about that?
Winchester
Pizza. Pretty spectabulous. I was in there Saturday. My wife and I stopped in there to eat. And
Did you get one of those 15-inchers?
No. What I wound up getting was the Engine Nini, because it's a play on panini. Uh-huh. It's meat and bread and cheese, and it had peppers on it.
Is that your favorite dish?
Meat and bread and cheese.
Tomato sauce optional.
That's my favorite dish.
Throw some pepperonis and some meat sausage and in there.
I'm good. Yeah. And my wife got a chicken, what's that green stuff? Pesto. Chicken pesto something. She loved it. Yeah. I don't know. It's green. I didn't eat it.
Generally speaking, I don't like to eat green.
No.
Oh, really? Basil, garlic, olive oil, and spices, pesto.
Kitty, what's your favorite thing at Engine House Deli?
A salad.
The salad.
Because I'm not a pizza get a person.
I had a great salad with my
did you?
Inginini. It was awesome.
They have a real good salad.
It was great.
Real good salad.
All right. Well, our melodious voices that you have heard there are Joel Bennett, Jeff Ray, who are helping, and Kitty Strode, who is our guest this morning. And we wanted to talk a bit about the event that's coming up Labor Day weekend. How many years has the Pioneer Festival been going on?
This is 45.
And I'm going to embarrass the heck out of you. You were on the original committee for the Daniel Boone Pioneer Festival.
Well, I've tried to leave it a couple of times.
But it didn't work. We hunted you down. You have been involved all of those 43 years. Going back to the early days, it was... I don't know, Herb Castiglia, and I'm trying to think of all the people. Yeah, we're trying to get you.
Just a little closer. Even before that, the Art Guild really started around the courthouse before it became the Pioneer Festival. The Art Guild was responsible for beginning that.
And in the early days, it was held at, was it first held at the College Park?
No, it was around the courthouse.
It was around the courthouse.
And then they outgrew that, and then they moved to College Park.
Okay, very good.
And then we outgrew College Park.
Yeah, and then now we're downtown.
Now we're downtown.
Been downtown how many years?
Oh, Oh, gosh, Ed, we took a year off from the COVID. Is this our fourth year downtown, maybe, I'm thinking?
Yeah.
I lose track of time, but it continues to grow, and Labor Day weekend is early this year.
Yeah.
Friday the 30th, we'll kick off with the street dance.
Okay.
We're having the Mercy Men from Lexington, if you all remember, we had them the night before Beer Cheese. They have a huge draw. A lot of Lexington people come, so put that on your calendar.
Okay. All right.
And then we're having the walk and the run on Saturday morning.
Now, the walk and the run are sponsored by whom?
Well, different. The walk is by the cheerleaders.
Right, yeah.
And the run is by track and field from the high school.
Track and field. And
plus
the
extra sponsors.
Okay.
That pick up.
Yeah. So the run will, at least the one time that I was able to make it over there, actually originated over on Lincoln Street, did it not?
It's down by there. It's down by the grocery, by Hickman
Street
Grocery. And they're going off at the same time. The walk and the run will go off at
and
the
where
same
will
time.
The walk, where will that originate?
Same place.
Same place, mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is easier for the police department, easier for everybody to know where it is.
Okay. So the sponsors for the walk will be, again, the cheerleaders, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
George Rogers Clark cheerleaders.
And I think the golf team might be joining them this year, the girls' golf team.
And we would be remiss if we didn't note that the run is named in honor of David Borden.
Yes, it is. Yes,
David Borden was a person who's no longer with us, but he was a faithful jogger.
Yes,
I mean, he would get out and run every single day, regardless of the weather and conditions. So we have the walk and the run. We have the musical program on Friday night.
Friday night. And then Gator has set up music all day Saturday and Sunday on the courthouse.
Okay.
And there are two changes. There's no church service and no talent contest.
Okay.
We decided, since everybody downtown, you know, we brought the church service to the park, but there's so many churches downtown. We tried it a few years and maybe had 15 people. So we did away with that. And then the last time we had talent contest, we only had 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
So things change.
Things
you
change.
You have to change with them.
Right.
So that's why Gators lined up individuals to play for both days.
Okay.
Which is a real hit because people come to watch them play.
And let's talk a little bit about Wallace Harrison. Nobody knows what Gator's real name is. They just call him Gator. But his name is Wallace Harrison. And so let's talk about his role with regard to making it possible for people to be heard, for performers to be heard, to make sure that the music, I mean, it's amazing seeing him hustle around when there's a musical program going on.
It is. And I use him for, you know, Rock the Block since we started it. It's been Gator, and Gator does Thursday Night Live in Lexington. He has for years. He is a wealth of knowledge. He's the best sound man alive. I think he's gotten the award in Lexington for 5 or 6 straight years for outstanding sound. But also, he's a friend. He loves this community.
Sure.
And he's already lined everybody up, turned the names in to the paper so they'll get advertised.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and he does a wonderful job.
Speaking of the paper, I scheduled yesterday Joe Imel, who is the publisher for Bluegrass Media. He will be coming on August the 19th, so we're looking forward to hearing from him. So you've got music. You say over and over again, and it's absolutely true that there's a lot of nonprofits that really make their budget for the year during this event. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, they do, and also I always pay, like the football boys are doing trash again, because a lot of these sports programs, as you know, Ed, don't get any money, and they need the money. I started using them a couple of years ago, and they did Beer Cheese cleanup as well. They do a great job. I use the Powell County Rescue Squad to come in and help man the parking lots and block those off. And then the nonprofits, I haven't seen the list this year, but there's always a good group of nonprofits that get their name out there that weekend. And I think Elizabeth has like 160 arts and crafts. Might be more than 160. But
okay. Naming people that are critical to this process, Elizabeth Chalfant is one of them.
Absolutely. It takes a village.
It does.
So the placement of the locations will be from Boone Avenue to Washington. Mm-hmm. So,
and then the children's area this year, I believe, is going to be on Broadway, like we did it for Beer Cheese.
Okay. So will it be on West Broadway or will it be on East Broadway? Will it be toward the railroad tracks or away from the railroad tracks?
Sometimes it's on both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Okay.
She uses both sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a person that, hey, how you doing? There is a person that, which is Elizabeth Chalfont, mm-hmm. that has to go up and down Main Street mm-hmm. and actually mm-hmm. put mm-hmm. down a number right. and mark a spot
yeah.
So that a person coming in from out of town, Elizabeth can give them a map and say, you're at 112.
Yeah. And we do the same thing with the food vendors.
Sure.
We have places for the food vendors.
Okay.
And we try not to have a food vendor, say, that sells barbecue right
yeah.
next to Howard's or In-N-Out.
Good to see you.
We, right. do that. So it's a fair process.
Yeah.
Because you want your downtown restaurants to make money, too.
Okay.
And they do. They do a really good job.
So we have nonprofits. We have arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. Tons of people coming in with incredibly talented things yeah. that they bring with them, really.
Right.
Even Elizabeth, if you don't buy anything, walking yeah. up and down Main
right.
Street is,
yeah.
is an interesting
yeah.
experience.
And she always gets new crafters to
okay.
come in. The other thing is we're having the shuttle service again,
okay.
which is so important because, as you know, parking's tight downtown.
Yeah, I always use the shuttle service, mm-hmm. and it will be at mm-hmm. Robert D. Campbell.
Yes, it will.
School bus downtown,
right.
they drop off, mm-hmm. and the loop on the buses is every half hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it'll run both days.
Both days, okay.
All right. Now, we're closing at 5 both days, which
okay.
is smart, not staying open until 6.
Okay.
It's a long day.
So. Let's talk about food. The important thing for Joel and Jeff and I, making sure that we're talking about food. What kinds of things can we enjoy? Speaking of food, my good friend Caroline Harper just came in. Have a seat over on the bench. We're going to have some fun this morning. All right. I don't think she thinks so.
We have a little bit of everything. You know, there are pork rinds. The guy comes all the time. Lemonade, slushies, caramel corn.
Oh, my.
Fish.
How about those corn on the cob where they're still in the shuck? Do you have some?
You know, that woman was so wonderful. Wasn't
yeah.
she? That
she
came
was
to college.
I mean, I could eat about a dozen of those.
It was wonderful. I don't know what happened to
yeah.
her. She just probably got older and quit doing it.
Country ham sandwich.
Country ham sandwich.
Who is doing the country ham sandwich?
I'm not sure. I
okay.
haven't seen that person.
But did they have the secret recipe that is passed down from festival to festival?
No.
From the Lions Club, right?
Lions Club are the originators of the country ham sandwich.
But we're going to have country ham sandwiches.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And hamburgers, hot dogs, corn dogs, funnel cakes.
Oh.
You name it, we got it.
All the high, low calorie, low carb,
exactly.
Low whatever. It's the kind of thing that Caroline Harper would love to participate in. Amen. She said amen. All right. Joel, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Kitty Strode a little bit more about the Pioneer Festival.
Go grab a bite to eat, huh?
And now go grab a bite to eat. That's right. So
hey, festival food's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Before we do that, though, I do want to do one thing. One of my two loyal listeners who provides me with basic information, Brittany Harper. National Day calendar. Today is Purple Heart Day.
Uh-oh.
Now, finally, we've got one that is worth talking about. So this is Purple Heart Day. We've got several individuals in the community that hold Purple Hearts. Jerry Cecil, Doug Rose, Claude Shaw, to name three. There are a bunch more. They are to be clearly honored for service they gave to our country. Now, here's Raspberries and Cream Day. Oh, I don't know about that.
We're still on the raspberries, huh?
Yeah, we're still on the raspberries. And National Lighthouse Day. You know, at one point, you could buy a lighthouse. Did you know that, Jeff?
No. I've got a light. I've got an old lighthouse bottle that Avon something came
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
But I do like lighthouses.
Joel, you're going to Boston. Are you going by the lighthouses?
Yes, we've seen those. And probably one of the more famous one is at Hilton Head,
okay,
down there at Harbor Town. Uh-huh. It's
it is.
It's quite the attraction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, great. The ones up there in the Cape Cod area, they serve a big purpose, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back. And this is Mornings on Main.
I'm Jeff Alley on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is offering a bleak assessment for passing a new farm bill anytime soon. He told reporters that a farm bill can't get through Congress until Democrats are willing to cut nutrition spending to bolster the commodity title. He said the political environment is that Democrats aren't willing to give up any money on that 85% of the farm bill that is food stamps and increase reference prices. And until you get that worked out, we're not going to have a five-year farm bill. Now, the Congressional Budget Office cost estimate for the House Ag Committee's farm bill says it would increase the deficit by $33 billion, even with nearly $30 billion in savings in the nutrition title. House GOP leaders might be able to override the CBO score, but Grassley noted Republicans don't have the 60 votes needed to do the same in the Senate. Loss of agriculture land to different types of development is a longstanding topic at the national and the state level. University of Illinois Farm Doc Daly says development accounted for 55% of the 1.6 million acres lost in eight Midwestern states during the 21st century. Those states include Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The National Land Cover Database says the total drop was almost 1.6 million acres. I'm Jeff Nally.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Every Saturday from 8 to noon, the Winchester Clark County Farmers Market, they're up and open for business. And the Farmers Market, they're over 30 vendors will be there. They've signed up a year, and this has grown. This is a great opportunity to get some fresh produce, some fresh items there, some herbs, flowers. Just go by and check them out. And again, homemade Kentucky Proud Products, a location right across from the radio station, right here off of Main on Depot Street, downtown Winchester. Again, you can check them out on their Winchester Clark County Market Facebook page. Look for special vendor offers and events. Again, that is 8 to noon on Saturday, also 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. And Jeff tells me that this is Kentucky Farmers Market Week. So this recognition is for the week. You can get farm fresh foods back in, looks like when they started in 1993, 43 farmers market. Now there's up to 178 farmers markets in 114 Kentucky counties. So it has grown, and they have grown, and they'll grow some great produce. Go by and check them out. Again, Winchester, Clark County Farmers Market. We've got weather coming up. Mornings on Main will continue.
Winchester weather.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Middle of the week already. Looking at a sky partly sunny today. Cannot completely rule out an isolated thunder shower popping up as a front coming into the area. Highs today, upper 80s to around 90, still humid. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, again, minimal shower chance. And highs close to 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Mornings on Main continues. It's got our guest in studio here.
Our guest this morning is Kitty Strode. We've been talking about the Pioneer Festival. Before we do that, the obligatory question from Bruce Manley. I'll throw this open to anybody. Did you know, actually this is not a question, he's just making a statement. Did you know that a lighthouse is actually very heavy? The boy has got too much time on his hands. I mean, you know.
He's still preparing for this chamber event.
He's still preparing for this chamber.
They did one of those heavy moving TV shows. They moved a lighthouse.
Did they?
Where the, you know how they like raise a house or a whatever? They moved a lighthouse.
Where'd they move it to?
They just moved it like back up from the shore a little bit because where it was at was in danger of having the
what about that?
Dirt wash out from under. They raised a lighthouse, put it on a truck, and pulled it up the hill.
You know, there was a deal several years ago, and we have just a few minutes left, and we are going to get back to Kitty Strode. But there was a deal several years ago when you could actually buy a lighthouse and fix it up and live in it if you so chose. I don't know where all that is. Our guest this morning is Kitty Strode, who is the chairman of the Pioneer Festival. Are we still the Pioneer Festival, the Daniel Boone Pioneer?
We are.
That's our official name. It would not be possible for this event to occur without all the worker bees.
Oh, my gosh.
The police, the fire, the EMS, the people,
about.
Public works. Everybody, the jail crew, everybody just constantly emptying trash cans and picking up trash and cleaning. It's really is pretty amazing.
You take for granted. You show up and you think, oh, this is great. And then you don't realize how many days and weeks it takes to get ready for it.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have to thank is our sponsors. They're the same people that have been supporting us for 40-some-odd years.
Well, let's run through the sponsors, the names that you can remember.
Oh, my God. Every bank in town.
Every bank in town. Businesses.
Palmer's, yeah. Codell's, Clark's Pump and Shop. Have you ever met Rick Clark that's opened Clark's Pump and Shop? This is their best store.
Yeah.
Of all his stores.
I believe it.
And he's a friend of mine. He's such a nice guy. I said all the banks. Stacy from Woody's.
Yeah.
Just
a lot of people that all come together. You've got a great committee.
You have a wonderful committee. Yeah. And everybody does their own thing. We only have 3 meetings a year.
It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. Right. But everybody's been together for a long time. And as I say, we even use the Powell County Rescue Squad to park and to have security there. But it's a wonderful event for our community because it generates so many dollars.
Yeah. And it is an event that allows some of the nonprofits that they have a fundraising event. They may sell food. They may have a jail and bail. They may be doing this or that. Yep. It's a way that they can make their budget for the year.
Exactly. And that's always been one of my prime supporters. I feel like it's so important because they don't have that many opportunities when you have that many people together.
Sure.
You have beer, cheese, and Pioneer Festival.
You'll start again on Friday night with music, and the music will be by whom?
By the Mercy Men from Lexington.
Okay. Have we had them before?
Yes, they played the night before Beer Cheese, and it's hard to get them because they're really booked a lot, and everybody loved them and wanted them back. They're 11 members.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and they're a very good band.
Is this the band that has a lot of brass, a lot of horns?
Okay. Yes, they do have a lot. So you'll like that.
Oh,
Carolyn will like the horns.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a great touch when you're adding that to
exactly
a pop or a rock song.
Exactly.
So,
So the Pioneer Festival will begin on what date, what night?
August the 30th.
The 30th.
For the street dance.
For the street dance on Friday night. Mm-hmm.
And then the 31st and the 1st will be the actual festival from 10 to 5.
Again, if you really want to have a simple way to get to the festival.
Take the shuttle.
Go to RDC and get on that shuttle and have somebody else drive you downtown.
And that's another person that supports us, the school system. It comes from the bus garage.
Sure.
So it takes a village to put this festival on. Right. It really does. And I'm so appreciative of everybody that...
The walk and the run will be when, again?
On Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
And where did they...
From Hickman Street Grocery.
Hickman Street Grocery. Uh-huh. Okay. And they all start from the same location.
Yes.
The walk is sponsored by the cheerleaders.
And I think maybe the girls' golf team. I think maybe it might be both this year.
All right.
And the other is by the boys' track and field.
Okay. And that is named in honor of David Borden.
So, mm-hmm. And God's in charge of that.
All right. So anything else that we need to talk about with regard to the – and I do want to say again that there's a major event also occurring in the community.
Oh.
Labor Day weekend.
Absolutely.
The parade. Yeah. Please come out and support that event.
Absolutely.
I will be in touch with people associated with that event today and try to get them scheduled on the radio as well.
I just talked to Sherry the other day, so –
And that event has been going on for well over 100 years.
Oh, I know.
It's really amazing.
I know it is. I know it is. While we're talking about being up here location, I'd like to give Jason Stanfield a plug.
Okay.
This wonderful landscaping that you have over here, is Jason donated that. And he's kept it up and weeded it and fertilized it, and we're so appreciative because it's being used more and more. Depot is. So
sure.
It's a nice gateway into that street, is it not?
Yeah. It is tremendous. Nice. And I knew that Jason had done that.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate you indicating and noting
that important.
Donation on his part.
I had
part.
Him come to a city commission to recognize him because it's so important. It's probably $2,500 worth of product. So,
A couple of other items when we have a few more minutes left. The Veterans Memorial on East Broadway is coming along. A fair amount of work has occurred. That's a project that Chuck Witt and Greg Yates and others have been working on very hard. So that project is coming along.
Mm-hmm.
That project is an effort to honor the World War II and Korean War veterans.
Right.
So that's a very good thing. So, on a side note, are you still working at Keeneland?
I am.
Are you working at Churchill Downs as
well? No, I gave up Churchill.
Just amazing.
Gave up Churchill.
I would be a nervous wreck if I were.
No, you wouldn't.
If I worked one of those booths at Keeneland.
You just don't think about it. You're just busy all the time. This will be my 44th year of working
44th
at Keeneland.
44th year.
Working at Keeneland.
Jeff and Joel, are you all gamblers at Keeneland? Do you all gamble at Keeneland?
Well, I go, but I'm not very good.
This is the lady. Not. This is one of the ladies that works the high end.
Oh my.
Booth.
Well, I'm definitely not
Keeneland.
There.
Yeah.
No, you go the $50 window. I mean, I'm not very good. We go to the spring and fall meets, but I don't win very much.
Well. Miss Strode works those windows. Been doing it for 44 years?
I have, yeah.
Unbelievable. I would get nervous just walking up to the $50 window. All right, very good. Well, it has been Mornings on the Main. The music is coming up in the background. This has been a great program with Kitty Strode, City Commissioner and Chairman of Pioneer Festival. Stay with us because we have Caroline Harper coming in the second hour, who is a distinguished young woman. We are going to interview her and talk a bit. And so this is Mornings on Main.
WWKY Winchester, NBC News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
NBC News Radio. I'm Michael Kastner. The Trump campaign is attacking Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Mark Mayfield with details.
The campaign's press secretary called Walz a West Coast wannabe who is a dangerously liberal extremist. Republicans wasted no time in branding the Democratic ticket the most liberal ticket in American history. Walz is a former educator and congressman who served in the Army National Guard. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Harris and Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance will both be in Michigan today. Harris will be in Detroit with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who made his campaign debut at a rally in Philadelphia with Harris last night.
In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own damn business.
Harris and Walz will meet with leaders of the United Auto Workers. Vance will be in the Detroit suburb of Shelby Township this morning, where he'll be giving a speech at the local police department. A federal appeals court is upholding a Maryland ban on assault rifles. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled on Tuesday that the ban did not violate the Second Amendment's right to bear arms because semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 are military-style weapons designed for sustained combat operations and are ill-suited and disproportionate to the need of self-defense. The killer of a Houston mother of three is scheduled to be executed tonight. Arthur Burton attacked Nancy Edelman in the summer of 1997 as she was jogging near her home. Burton was convicted of capital murder in 1998 and sentenced to death. Before the opening bell, stock futures are on the rise after Wall Street snapped 3 days of losses. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This report is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
W275CO, Winchester.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
With school starting this month, health officials are urging parents to have their children vaccinated against respiratory diseases. Here's Paul Miles.
There's been an increase in COVID cases around the country, especially in western states. Dr. Mark Burns is an infectious disease expert at U of L Health.
So COVID is alive and well, unfortunately, and it is out there. But the good news is, of course, you still have protection from the vaccines.
Updated vaccines to protect against the current variants are expected to be available soon. The CDC's guidance for COVID, flu, and other respiratory illnesses is to stay home when you're sick. You can return to work or school once you're feeling better and are without a fever. I'm Paul Miles.
A Louisville man wanted for murder is behind bars. John Shannon tells you the story.
41-year-old Michael Colley is behind bars in eastern Kentucky, charged in the death of 53-year-old Patrick Shepard. Police say that the two men got into a physical altercation on Sunday at a residence in Floyd County. Colley fled the scene before EMS could arrive. Shepard was pronounced dead at the scene by the Floyd County Coroner's Office. An extensive search was conducted for Colley by law enforcement. He was finally located and arrested in Pikeville. Kentucky State Police have not yet said how Shepard died, as the cause is still under investigation. Colley was booked into the Floyd County Detention Center. I'm John Shannon.
A big retail discount chain is closing hundreds of stores. In a report to the SEC last week, officials with Columbus, Ohio-based Big Lots revealed their intention to close up to 315 stores nationwide, including up to 40 stores in Kentucky. According to the website, Big Lots has nearly 1,400 locations. In Northern Kentucky, their locations include Covington, Henderson, Frankfort, Louisville, Owensboro, Georgetown, Florence, and Elizabethtown. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
We all know that the price of almost everything has increased recently, but you might not know the price of lumber and even the steel used in Mansi Metals post-frame buildings, roofing, and siding has actually come down. Now could be a great time to install a new metal roof or put up a pole barn designed to last. To talk about your project with one of their building specialists, visit Mansi Metals Showroom weekdays on Rolling Hills Lane in Winchester or right now at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Where you turn when you need to know. Up-to-the-minute team coverage continues now. This is WWKY News.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now for the latest news headlines. I'm Jeff Ray reporting. Expect a slight cool down from yesterday. Stay tuned. The updated LEX 18 weather forecast minutes away on WWKY. A Madison County man arrested after a high-speed police chase. 20-year-old Harley Dunn faces charges including speeding, evading police, reckless driving. Kentucky State Police attempted a traffic stop before Dunn took off. About 3 hours later, Winchester Police caught him. Within the next year, Kentucky schools will start teaching cursive writing. Senate Bill 167 requires elementary schools to teach cursive beginning in 2025 with a goal of proficiency by the fifth grade. Some schools already teach cursive. This bill was passed into law in April. The FBI is continuing to search for a missing teen from Louisville. 14-year-old Haley Harden, last seen in Winchester on Sunday. She is 5'3", 150 pounds, red hair and braces. It is possible she is headed to Pennsylvania. If you have information on her location, contact law enforcement. Police have released the names of the two victims of the Corbin parking lot shooting. They are identified as 39-year-old Michael Salisbury and 35-year-old Shonda Parker. Both are from Knox County. It is suspected to be a murder-suicide. The investigation continues. The summer slump is once again impacting blood donations. Representatives for the Red Cross say their inventory dropped by 25% last month. The demand for blood by hospitals remains the same, but the hot weather has impacted blood drive turnouts. You're encouraged to give the gift of life by donating blood. And with the new school year right around the corner, to smooth things out for the transition, parents and guardians are encouraged to prepare early. You should contact your family doctor about shot requirements and required screenings. If you have questions, contact your child's school or the board office. That's a look at news headlines on this Wednesday morning. Stay tuned. Sports and weather minutes away on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Well,
It's Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Scott Fitzgerald. Let's get a look at sports around the Commonwealth right here on the Kentucky News Network. It was another busy day at the Olympics in Paris for local athletes as former Manual High School alum Yara Nagusi took home the bronze medal in the men's 1500-meter final with a time of 3:27.08. Meanwhile, former Kentucky Wildcat Sydney McLaughlin-Leveroni won her semifinal heat in the 400-meter hurdles at 52:13. She'll race for gold tomorrow. And in the pool, University of Louisville junior diver Elise Prestrink finished 12th in the finals of the 10-meter platform diving. Meanwhile, on the court, the basketball court.
As Booker hits the three, no airspace, and you can book it for Booker. Timeout Brazil, 16-6 start for the U.S.
Former Kentucky Wildcat Devin Booker dropped 18 as the U.S. men's basketball team cruised past Brazil 122-87. They move on to the semifinals. They'll face Serbia tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The winner gets either France or Germany for gold. On the pitch, Sophia Smith found the back of the net in the 95th minute. Team USA's women's soccer team beats Germany 1-0. They'll play for gold against Brazil, who beat Spain 4-2. That match will take place Saturday at 11 a.m. And to baseball, entering the night at 6.5 games back in the National League wildcard race, the Reds couldn't afford to slip up against lesser competition like the Miami Marlins in South Beach last night. This guy went to work.
Tyler Stevenson's the batter. And he's first ball swinging, and he lifts one high in the air. Deep center field, way back, it is gone. 1-0 Reds.
First time Papa Tyler Stevenson set the tone early. The Reds never look back. They go on to roll over the Marlins 8-2. Elsewhere, the St. Louis Cardinals pick up a hard-fought 4-3 win over the Rays, but fail to gain ground on the Brewers, who beat the Braves 10-0. And finally, in college football, it's Louisville's Donald Chaney, Kentucky's DeMonte Trainum, and Western Kentucky's Elijah Young, who are all named to the Doak Walker preseason watch list and given to the nation's most outstanding college running back. I'm Scott Fitzgerald.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Here's your LAX18 Storm Tracker forecast. Middle of the week already. Looking at a sky partly sunny today. Cannot completely rule out an isolated thunder shower popping up as a front coming into the area. Highs today, upper 80s to around 90, still humid. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, again, minimal shower chance. And highs close to 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Good morning from our showcase studios located at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester. It's time for hour number two of Mornings on Main, brought to you live right here on WWKY Radio, 102.9 FM, also 990 AM, and streaming on the World Wide Web on WWKYRadio.com. Talk about one of our sponsors here for Mornings on Main, and that would be the Craft Nook. The Craft Nook, they've been locally owned and operated in Winchester since 1994. The store is full of unique gift opportunities. It's also a Hallmark Gold Crown store, the Craft Nook. The Craft Nook, it's a full-service florist as well. Place your order today. You can reach them at 744-9280. Again, that's 744-9280. The Craft Nook, 1007 West Lexington Avenue in Winchester. And as we get ready for our host, Ed, this song was number one in 1976, bicentennial year. So we're going to see if we can pick this one up. Okay. See if I got it going here.
There you go.
Caroline, can you help me here? Who's the artist and what's the name of the song?
I know we're
striking out.
Yeah, Elton John and Kiki D. But anyway, it was number one in 1976, and I say that was our bicentennial year.
Yeah.
1976. I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
Where were you at in 76?
In 1976, I was working for the Big Sandy Area Development District in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. I had already spent a couple of years in the Marine Corps. I had a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from the University of Tennessee. And Ms. Bertner and I had been married 4 years.
4 years in 76.
76. So.
Yeah, I was. I remember that. That was a big year. I mean, the whole nation, you know, our. Yeah. Bicentennial year. Got 250 birthday or anniversary or whatever
coming up
here in a couple of years. Yeah. Well, let's swing into hour number two.
There you go. Our guest this morning is Caroline Harper. And we've got a lot to talk about. And Caroline Harper last year was on the smoke signal staff.
Oh, no.
And that's not a good way to start the saying, oh, no. And you will be on smoke signals again this year, won't?
I will, yes.
Okay, all right. One of the things that the smoke signal staff does is they write a bio.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not only who they are, but who they say they are and the things that are important. So let me read Miss Caroline's. Hi, my name is Caroline Harper, and I am part of the smoke signals multimedia staff at GRC. I am the number one fan of school food, and you will find me in line for school lunch every day. I love to sleep. Now, we're going to come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I love to sleep, and my favorite game to play is to wake up as late as possible and see if I can still make it to school on time. Somehow, I still don't have a tardy slip. Some things I hate are math, any room over 67 degrees, and slow walkers. Parentheses, I will run you over.
This is making me sound terrible.
Well, I mean, you wrote this.
I did write this.
You did write this. On that note, some things I love are reading, good, friends, good, and writing, which I can't wait to show through smoke signals. Let's talk about lunchroom food.
Okay.
All right. So why lunchroom food?
Okay, you have to eat it to understand.
Okay.
And I know I said I'd bring you, but I will bring you to the cafeteria one day this year and show you what it's really about.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite lunchroom food?
It's embarrassing to say this, and I get a lot of hate on this, but it would be a hot dog.
A hot dog. Now, do we boil the hot dog or do we grill the hot dog?
We do boil the hot dogs here at GRC.
At GRC.
Yes.
But the way to prepare a hot dog is to grill a hot dog.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, burn it black, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would agree with that?
Yes.
All right.
A little bit of mustard.
There you go. All right. So you have this habit. I think you told me the other time you were in here that you get up from your table during lunchroom and you walk around and you say to people, are you going to eat that?
I shouldn't have told you all these things.
You should not have.
Gave you too much ammo.
I know.
Yeah.
So you actually go say, are you going to eat those peas?
Okay. I did that when I was younger. Now I just ask my friends like at my table.
Okay. All right. So less so. And in addition to that, you're a fast walker,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to be held up. And if somebody's in front of you, you're going to run over top of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. If I'm in front of you, you're going to run over top of me?
No, I would never.
You would do that. And if I'm behind you, are you going to leave me?
No, I'd bring you along with me. I'd encourage you to walk faster.
All right. Very good. Well, obviously, we're having a lot of fun with this. This is the second time that Caroline has been on Mornings on Main. Let's talk a very, very serious thing, and actually an outstanding honor. You were selected as the Clark County Distinguished Young Woman Representative for 2025, and this occurred this past spring. Is that correct?
Yes, I think it was this June 1st, so start of summer.
All right. There were five categories mm-hmm. that you competed in, and there was, I would guess there were probably about 10 young ladies altogether that competed. This was a difficult competition.
Yeah, it was very hard. Some of my best friends competed in the program, sure. and everyone I competed with was extremely talented, and everyone was deserving of the title. But it was amazing to watch everyone perform and everyone do their best. So it was a really good competition.
This is a program that allows for scholarship money,
yes.
Cash scholarship mm-hmm. money. And in fact, as a result of this particular program, a total of $12,000 was provided in scholarship money. Now, maybe not all that mm-hmm. came to the winner, the overall winner, but there was a lot of scholarship money mm-hmm. that was available. So this was serious business that you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
We raised a lot of money. And each award was given out. I think there was three for each of the preliminary awards. Okay. And every person received money for that.
All right. I want to, because it's such a difficult thing and the young ladies that participated worked so hard, I'm going to read all the names of mm-hmm. all the people and where they came up. The first runner-up was Olivia Brownlee.
Mm-hmm.
Second runner-up was Katie Johnson. Third runner-up was Meredith Boone. You were the talent contest winner. And second place was Sydney Antonio.
Antonio.
Okay. All right. We'll call her Sydney.
Yeah.
then Katie Johnson. What did you do for your talent to win?
For my talent, I did a jazz dance to Feeling Good by Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have seen it. I had a sparkly hat and everything.
Sparkly
a
hat.
Sparkly fedora.
Sparkly sedora.
A fedora.
For a dora. Okay.
Yeah.
So you had a sparkly fedora.
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
All right. You are into dance.
Yes, I've been doing dance since I was 2 years old, so okay. about 15 years. I've been doing ballet my whole life. And I really wanted to incorporate that. I feel like it's a huge part of me, so I really wanted to showcase okay. that through DYW.
You train where?
I train at Dancers Point.
Okay.
Winchester.
Dancers Point. And so you did a dance routine to be the talent winner. This was what type of dance?
It was a jazz dance, so more like sharp movements. I was wearing okay. jazz shoes.
All right.
Yeah.
You also are a ballet person.
Yes, I mainly do ballet.
All right. Just between me and you, is that not painful?
It's very painful, yeah. But you got to take
really,
the pain with the good.
That must be extremely painful.
Yeah, it can be.
Jeff, could you get up there and do that ballet?
You know, I used to try that.
Yeah, I bet
and
you did.
I quickly learned.
Yeah, I bet you did.
That was not for me. No, my second toe is longer than my first toe, so that threw my balance off.
All right. But this the dance that you did to be the talent winner for Distinguished Young Woman was a jazz dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You finished second in the fitness area. Sydney was first. Olivia Brownlee was third. What were you required to do as part of the fitness competition?
So the fitness competition, it was, I think it was about 4 minutes long. So we do it the length of a song.
Okay.
And it's all choreographed. And so we have specific requirements that they have to do certain moves with each DYW program everywhere. And so you have to complete those moves, and it's basically just choreographed dance. And then we move into an individual portion. So at first, like, everyone does it together, and then you get to showcase your moves individually, and the judges rank you based off your performance.
All right. You came in first in the interview category. The other participants finishing very high in that category were Maddie Vaughn, Olivia Brownlee, and Katie Johnson. Mm-hmm. What was that like, the interview part of the experience?
It was very nerve-wracking. That was probably what I was most nervous for. You know, I've been performing my whole life, but interview is something that is just based off your performance, like, in that moment. You can't really get past that. You have to, you know, answer the questions right
then. Hard questions?
Yeah, they're pretty hard questions.
Pretty hard.
we had time to prepare. They gave us some questions, but the interviewers could ask whatever. There was a panel of 6 judges, I think, and they were all amazing. They were extremely nice. But it was definitely challenging, but I really enjoyed it.
What was the hardest question you were asked?
The hardest question I asked, I think... they asked me what I think needs to be changed in the education system. And that was a hard question for me because there's so many aspects of it. And so I really wanted to embody what needed to be most prepared and how I would change it. And so I really had to think about that one, you know, with like the nerves and all that. Sure. It was hard to keep, you know, my cool. But I got
if you could make one change in the education system that would be a betterment, what would that be?
I would say... more support for students.
Sure.
I think a lot of people get left in the dust, which is really sad. There's so many kids who are smart in different ways, and I think that a lot of times we don't recognize that.
Yeah.
So I think
okay.
That.
All right. Very good. Great answer. Self-expression interview. Overall, Scholastic, you came in first. Is that just simply a matter of grades, looking at grades and...
For Scholastic,
yes.
I actually came in second for that. Olivia Brownlee was the overall winner.
I got you.
Runner-up.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
But,
all right.
Yeah, that's purely grades. So, strength of schedule.
I misread that. You are correct. Scholastic runner-ups were Riley Reed and Miss Caroline.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think I have read all of the names of the people, and I'll go through them one more time just to be sure, from the bottom to the top. Olivia Brownlee, Cindy, Grace Owen, Ellen Mattingly, Madeline Stotts, Riley Reed, Olivia Brownlee again, Maddie Vaughn, Katie Johnson, and Meredith Boone. I think I have read them all, so... this was a wonderful experience. You had sort of a role model to follow as part of this process. Tell us about that.
So I have been involved in the DYW program for a pretty long time. My friend Olivia Brownlee, her grandma used to run it. She took a break this year. But so I've always been involved in the program. We used to dance in it just as like a little opening. And I was recently the little sister for Claire Martin, who I believe she was the 2022 or 2023 Clark County DYW, and she went on to win state. And so I was able to help her with the Clark County as a little sister. So, you know, we did all the changing and we're just there for support. But I've danced with her my whole life and I've always really looked up to her.
Caroline Harper is the daughter of Ben and Amy Harper, and you will compete in January of 2025?
Yes.
For the Kentucky Honor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still working every day. You're working on your dance routine and everything that you... Where will that competition be?
So it'll be at the Singletary Center at UK's campus.
And how many other young ladies will be participating?
I believe it's about 30. Depending on how many counties are doing it, but it's normally around 30.
So another very intense.
Oh, yeah. Even more this time.
Even more this time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
Jeff, I think we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Scholars. We're going to talk about the year coming up for Caroline and what her post-graduation plans are. Have we pretty much covered the lunchroom topic?
I think we have.
Yeah, you think we have. You don't want to go back to that, do you? No. You
no.
don't. All right, let's
feel
take
free
a,
to.
All right. Let's take a break, and this is Mornings on Main.
Mount Sterling invites you to the Small Town America Festival on Saturday, August the 10th, presented by Whitaker Bank. From the fly-in breakfast at the airport, the 5K and car show, to the arts and crafts for sale around the courthouse, this festival has something for you. Participate and paint the small town in the Rumkey Talent Show or the Cornhole Tournament. Shop and dine with downtown merchants and farmers market. And check out the Sterling Health Fair and Kids Zone. The Small Town America Festival, Saturday, August the 10th in Mount Sterling. MountSterlingTourism.com for more. Kentucky, come see for yourself.
Does someone you love suffer from a substance use disorder? Casey's Law allows parents, relatives, and friends to petition the court for treatment. But there's no need to do it alone. Spark Ministries can help you navigate the system from start to finish, and there is no fee for their services, including family support and transportation. Visit Spark Ministries at 240 Wynn Avenue in Winchester or call 859-771-2726. Casey's Law, the steps towards help and hope for those with a substance use disorder. This message brought to you by the Clark County Agency for Substance Abuse Policy.
When you want a great meal but want it on your schedule, the answer is simple. Use the McDonald's app. It only takes a couple of minutes to download, and once you have the McDonald's app on your phone, you're ready to go. You'll find the full menu, daily deals, and online discounts. And best of all, you can place your order and pick it up at your convenience. We like to say, order ahead and skip the line. For more details, search Scott Family McDonald's on Facebook and other social media.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Creative Coffees has purchased Positively Java, which means they can now provide coffee, condiments, and equipment for your office or church. At Creative Coffees, they're Kentucky proud, providing locally roasted, specialty grade Arabica coffee and excellence in customer service. Private label is available at no additional charge for marketing and gifts. Creative Coffees in the Winchester Industrial Park, open 8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
The Department for Aging and Independent Living within the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services wants to promote the Aging Disability Resource Center, a statewide toll-free phone line that provides older adults, individuals with physical disabilities, caregivers, and professionals with information to promote independent living. Call to learn about home-delivered meals, in-home services, respite care, caregiver support, and Medicaid waiver programs to help those age 60 and over. Call 877-925-0037. Kentucky, forward together. Paid for by the Department for Aging and Independent Living, the KBA, and the station.
Well, the bus pulled away in a roaring black cloud. Well, I stood in the road and, honey, I hollered right out loud. Hey, darling, I love you. Hey, bus driver, whoa, but you can't stop a woman when she's out of control.
Rodney Crowell.
Happy 74th birthday to this Hall of Fame songwriter.
Former, I think former son-in-law of Johnny Cash.
You would be correct. Wrote a bunch of good songs. He wrote Ain't Living Long Like This, Waylon Jennings. You know that one? Ain't Living Long Like This. So.
I mean, I'm a big Waylon Jennings fan.
Leaving Louisiana by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
He wrote that one.
Yeah.
He wrote... Shame on the Moon, Bob Seger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote that one, a bunch of songs. He's a Hall of Fame songwriter.
Rodney.
Uh-huh. Was at one time married to Roseanne Cash, not anymore.
Not anymore.
And happy 74th to him.
74th birthday.
Holy smokes.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of miles. Yeah. That's a lot of tour bus miles.
It's a lot of tour bus miles. You reckon he ever was on the bill with Lester J. Moran, the old road? Do you reckon he was ever on the bill with him?
I don't know, because they were from the early 70s when that album was put out, and he was born, 74 years ago, born in 50.
Yeah.
He was songwriting mostly.
Yeah.
And then in the 80s, maybe got into putting his own stuff out.
Caroline, are you a Lester J. Moran fan, the old road hog?
You know,
the Cadillac Cowboys.
Can't say I've ever heard of him. You've
never heard of him?
You will.
Oh, I've got a CD I'm going to loan you.
We've got 27 more minutes. You will after the next break.
We are excited now.
Yes, you should be. You might have to work your dance routine one of the Cowboys songs. Wonder if there's probably no way to choreograph.
That might just get me the title of state DYW.
World.
Well, now you say that, but Lester J. Moran and the Cadillac Cowboys always played the Saturday night dance at the Johnny Mac Brown
High School.
All right, I don't know why I can't get that out of my head.
Well, we have to just introduce young people to great music. Yeah. And this is an opportunity to do that.
That's right. Let's go run through some community announcements quickly here, because we got a lot of ground to cover Miss Caroline. The Rock the Block will be Friday night. The live band will be Boogie G and the Titanics. Are you familiar with Boogie G and the Titanics?
Can't say I am. I got to find out now.
Friday night.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes. I'll August the 9th. Yes. Then the second Thursday program for August will be at the museum. Tomorrow night, Sandy Stultz will be doing a presentation. This is the 20-year anniversary. Doors open at 6. The program begins at 6:30. This is the start of school, pretty close. Stock the classroom school supply drive for Baker Intermediate. Expo markers, tissues, pencils, blue sticks, white card stock. Bring your donation to the bar. The Fitness Boutique at 5 South Main in Winchester. What is a blue stick?
A blue stick?
Yeah.
Not glue stick?
Blue.
Blue?
Yes.
Oh.
You don't know?
I do not know.
All right. A younger generation, perhaps. Clark County Schools registration for kindergarten students. You can go to the Clark County Public Schools website. There's a QR code. New students, grade 1 through 12. Do you really understand a QR code? Do you really understand what that is?
I know how to use them, but I don't really understand how they work.
Yeah.
I guess you just scan it and some magic happens.
Magic, that's right. Magic just happens. Now enrolling preschool for a screening appointment, 859-744-1722. We have had open houses at GRC, RDC, Conkright, Justice. I was at Justice, Conkright. In RDC last night, I dropped by the GRC event at Cardinal Stadium. Were you there?
I was not there last night, no.
You were. It was hot.
I know.
I can assure you of that.
I'm sure.
August the 8th is RDC and Conkright. August the 12th is Baker, Shear, and Strode. Where did you go to elementary school?
I went to elementary school at Calvary Christian. Okay. And I went to Providence before it shut down.
Okay. You were a Providence bear, cougar, polar bear. What were you?
Oh,
pigeon, bird?
I was like 5 when I went there. It might have been a...
Eagle? Providence Patriot?
Cat, maybe?
A what?
I'm going to say it wrong. It might be a cat. I remember there was like a little claw.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
A very important additional community announcement that we added. We were out at Justice last night, and a young lady brought up this flyer. Autism Awareness Family Fun Day, supporting families and caregivers of kids with autism, Saturday, August 24th, 2 to 4, First Church of God, 2500 Colby Road. To register, contact Annie Stanley or Karen Hadley at 859-428-2187. Just contact the church. They'll be able to help you with that. Join us as we introduce the Finding Hope Project and have the opportunity to give feedback about topics you'd like to learn about. The sponsors are the Winchester Minority Leadership Initiative, Bluegrass Community Foundation, First Church of God, Greater Clark Foundation, and Lexington Bounce. An important, very important community event. A blood drive on Friday, August 23rd, 7 a.m. to 1:30. The International Association of Firefighters, Local 1807, they will be having a blood drive. Are you a frequent blood donor?
I am at school from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you sick. Points. You don't pass out.
No.
I mean, anybody can put on those ballet shoes. Surely can give blood.
Yeah. I don't mind needles.
Yeah.
Not scared.
All right. You're tough if you put those shoes on. Really and truly. And then get out and dance and perform. You're tough. You know, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
And I'm serious about that. The Clark County Community Services, they are needing food supplies. In the past month or so, it's been canned meats, ravioli, SpaghettiOs, tuna, salmon, Vienna sausage. Do you like Vienna sausages?
I do not.
All right. How about SpaghettiOs?
I do like SpaghettiOs.
Ravioli? Do
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm a fan.
A fan?
Mm-hmm.
Tuna, salmon?
Mm-mm.
No.
I like salmon, not canned salmon.
Not canned?
No.
Okay, all right. You like to get out there and catch it yourself, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you an outdoors person?
I am, in a way, not really a fishing person. You know, I like to go to the pool. I like to swim around.
Okay, that's not quite what I meant.
To the pool. I like to be outside.
Be outside. Okay, yes. There you go. All right. all right. The summer cooling LIHEAP program, the deadline is September 13th. Phone number 744-3235. Another new announcement that we have added is the Clark County Family Resource Centers are wanting to partner with our churches for Undie Sundays to collect undergarments and underwear for school children that the Family Resource Centers would have available to use as they see fit. They will do so very carefully and very discreetly. So those are the community announcements. In order to be able to compete for the Distinguished Young Woman Award, and our guest this morning is Caroline Harper, it requires hard work by a lot of people, that not just the participants, but the committee.
Yes.
There's a committee that works with you and critiques your efforts and trains and instructs. And you all started working on this months before.
Yeah, I think we had an orientation months before we started working. We had to go into schools and practice our fitness routine and meet with them and tell them, you know, everything they needed to know, get all of our paperwork. So we were in contact with them for months. They're all extremely helpful, and them giving their time is such a blessing for everyone.
Let's talk about another event that you participated in this summer. You were a Governor Scholar.
I was.
How long did that last?
It was 5 weeks. I recently just got back about 3 weeks ago.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes. It was truly one of the best experiences I've had in my life. I would recommend it to anyone, any upcoming junior, to apply. It was amazing.
What was the best part about it?
So the best part about it, I was at Center's campus. There's three different campuses. It's just a group of 360 kids who are all very similar. You know, we're all very hardworking. We all care about school. So it's just a place where, you're going to get along with everyone. We also didn't have our phones, which was really great because you got to make just really deep connections.
Right.
So it was just, it was.
How was the lunchroom food?
I knew you were going to ask that. It was decent.
It was decent. But it's not up to GRC standard.
Not GRC. I had missed it a little bit, if I'm being honest.
Did you?
I did.
All right. Did you have speakers come in?
We had a lot of speakers. Andy Beshear actually came.
Okay.
So we had the governor. We had a speaker each week. It was called Convocation. We had about an hour-long speech each week. So we were able to hear from some really cool people, all very diverse.
Who was your favorite speaker?
My favorite speaker. Her name is Tori. I forget her last name. But she was the first woman to sail across the Mid-Atlantic by herself.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she rowed across. She had an insane story, and she actually failed her first time. And so she talked about the trials through all of that. It was very entertaining. She was a very cool person.
All right. So she actually got on a sailboat by herself and sailed across the ocean. She docked in England, I suppose, somewhere in England. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And why did she do that?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't even know if she had an answer to that. I think she just wanted to, I think she was very passionate about rowing, and she just wanted to be the first woman to sail across. But it sounded, extremely hard. She even didn't think that she was going to make
it. So were there group activities? Was there things that you did as groups?
We had required classes that we had to go to, so we had a focus area, and we also had a general studies, and so those were two different groups. So we had multiple classes that we had to attend, but both were super fun and very discussion based. I definitely learned a lot. But besides that, we had fun activities. We had a GSP Olympics.
What is that?
So basically, we went on a football field, and they had little activities for us. You know, little minute to win it games. We played duck, duck, goose. Just fun stuff like that. But we'd have dances. We would have...
But you smoked everybody on that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. They came to you and said, how do I do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They all looked up to me.
I know. how many students were in the Governor Scholars program? And this was on different campuses, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What campus were you on?
I was at Center.
Okay. What did you think of Center?
I thought it was a beautiful campus. I had never been there before, but yeah. it was really cool. And we got to, twice a week, we got to have extended perimeter time. So that just meant we got to go off campus and walk around downtown. And that was amazing. They had some really cool small businesses we got to go to. But overall, the classes were great. The classrooms, the buildings, it was all very beautiful. I got to stay in the new dorm. Okay. So I got lucky with that one.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was very nice.
So when you say classes in mm-hmm. a traditional sense, were you graded? Did you just go and learn about a topic or listen to a topic? And what were some of the topics that were your favorite topics?
So I was in the journalism and mass media focus group. And so these classes weren't grade-based. There was no tests. There was no homework.
Gotcha.
Which was a really cool learning environment to be in. You know, it was all just based on what you wanted to do. So we got to have some really cool projects. And then your general studies class was something completely random. The teacher just got to decide. And so I was in a Greek mythology general studies.
Really?
Yes. And that was actually super interesting to me. We read Oedipus the King, like those trilogies. And I had learned so much. It was a completely different learning environment than I've ever been in.
Okay.
So
you like the ancient classics and Plato and Socrates?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah. Fun fact, when I was in middle school, it was actually Medusa for Halloween.
Were you Medusa? Did you actually have snakes?
Not real snakes, no.
Not real snakes? No.
Couldn't find any that wanted to be on my head for that long.
Is that right?
Surprisingly.
If you had found some, would you have allowed that? Surely not.
No.
Okay.
I had a little headband.
All right. So you were Medusa in the school play. Did you have lines?
Oh, not just for Halloween.
Oh, just for Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
But right. I was super into it when I was younger, so it was really cool to be able to learn more about it.
Okay. Let's take Jeff, if we might. Let's go ahead and take our second break. We've covered our announcements, community announcements. We'll take a second break. When we come back, we will talk about smoke signals mm-hmm. and post-graduation plans
yes.
and Caroline's ability to cook. This is Mornings on Main.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. All three broad-based measures of farmer sentiment improved in the July Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index rose 8 points from June to 113. The index of current conditions up 10 points to an even 100. The index of future expectations rose 7 points from June to 119. Farmer sentiment improved in July despite declines in corn and soybean prices from mid-June to mid-July. The July survey showed that higher input costs remain the biggest concern to 34% of respondents. Also, 29% of the respondents cited lower crop and livestock prices as their number one concern. The Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 4 points in July to 81, 6 points lower than July 23. Despite concerns about farms' financial performance, the Farm Capital Investment Index rose 6 points in July to 38. However, 7 points lower than July 23, it does remain at a weak mark. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz gave a rousing speech to Democratic supporters last night after being announced as Vice President Kamala Harris' running mate in the November 5th election against Donald Trump and his VP nominee, J.D. Vance. I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote.
866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Here's your LAX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. Middle of the week already. Looking at a sky partly sunny today. Cannot completely rule out an isolated thunder shower popping up as a front coming into the area. Highs today, upper 80s to around 90. Still humid. Partly cloudy tonight, upper 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow. Again, minimal shower chance. And highs close to 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Hey, Joe, that's a gooder. Let her go, son.
Hey, Joe, where did you get that pretty girl? Where did you get that pretty woman? Where did you get that dish?
Now, Caroline, do you think you could work up a dance routine to Hey, Joe? Do you think? Or not?
I could try.
You could try.
I don't know if it'd be very good.
If anybody could... Yeah. It will be Caroline.
Yeah.
Put some cowboy boots on and do a little jig.
That, the lead singer there is Wichita. That's Witch. All right, that's Lester J. Morgan. I just, I'm going to have to get away from that. The public probably thinks I'm daft and I'm fascinated by that.
And wouldn't be far off.
Wouldn't be far off. All right, so we are entering our senior year. What do you think about that?
I'm scared. I am a little scared.
What are you scared about?
I'm scared of growing up.
Well.
Yeah, which I think everyone is.
Everyone is.
I'm really excited.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
So your plans as a senior, in January, you're going to be competing for Distinguished Young Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You are very active, obviously, in Spoke Signals. Mm-hmm. You've applied for a couple of the leadership roles there.
Yes.
You'll hear after school starts, you'll hear... soon thereafter. Mm-hmm.
We'll hear soon. I'm just really excited to participate in any way. Spoke Signals is an amazing program. I've been involved with it since I was a freshman.
It truly is amazing. Postgraduate plans? What are your thoughts? What are your interests?
I'm like 90% sure I want to go to UK.
Okay.
My dad went there, and I think it would be a really cool school to go to. They also have a really good law program, which I'm pretty sure I want to go into law. So... I'm not sure what I would do for undergrad. Okay. I've got a lot of decisions to make coming up here soon. But, yeah, I think I want to
You have time.
That. Yeah, I've got time.
You have plenty of time.
That's what I tell myself.
You have plenty of time to refine your cooking skills.
I do.
You do?
I need to start learning.
I mean, this thing about food and cafeterias and so forth, will there be a column in the Spoke Signals with regard to eating establishments and food and all that sort of thing?
Well, we actually had one planned last year. I never got to it, but I was going to do a school food review. So
all right.
Maybe you'll see that this year.
Maybe you'll see
Stay
that this
tuned.
Year. Okay. All right. Can you cook? I mean, are there particular dishes that you prepare yourself? I mean, it's a great skill to have.
My family, we're not big cooks, but I mostly just... snack on things around my house.
Okay.
But if I need to cook, I can. I can cook the basics.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feed myself if I have to.
There you go. I bet you're a good student.
I try to be.
You try to be. Yes. Try to do your very best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your course load as a senior, what classes will you be taking? You probably have gotten most of the credits that you're required to have for graduation, I would guess,
mm-hmm.
most.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to have a full schedule. We're required to have 7 periods, but I'm doing Spoke Signals, which is 2 periods. Most of my day will be in Spoke Signals, really. I'm also doing a district internship. It's called, like, video production. And so I get to work with Ms. Crosby through the district, and I get to write for them, which I'm really excited about, meeting new people and getting to write for kind of a higher place. And I'm also taking some classes at BCTC. So
all right. Ms. Crosby is an amazing person.
Oh, yeah. She's my favorite.
She just really has been an amazing role model for so many people coming through the program. So in addition to smoke signals, what other kinds of activities do you like to participate in at GRC?
So at GRC, my favorite is probably mock trial. I've been involved with that since seventh grade. It's a team where we get a case. The whole state gets a case, and we have to make our own like directs and crosses, and we have lawyers and witnesses, and so we basically act it out. It's like the nerdiest thing that you could possibly do, but we get to go to courthouses and act it out, and it's very fun. I also do beta club, I do NHS, I do peer tutoring, so I get to help with special ed students, which is really fun.
All right.
Yes. So.
And how do you do the peer tutoring? Are you assigned a student, or how does that work?
So last year when I did it, I was in a class. And so my last period of the day, I just got to go into one of the special ed classrooms. And I just helped with whatever they needed help in there for. But really, it's just to have like younger kids in there where they're able to connect with them. So yeah. I really got to learn a lot in there.
Awesome. Speaking of younger people, Claire Martin was a role model for you.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady comes to you and says, Caroline, I'm thinking about participating in the Distinguished Young Woman award process, the competition. What would you say to her?
I would say do it 100%.
Absolutely.
I think there's so many things to take away from it. Even if you don't win or if you don't win that many awards, I think you still learn so much with the community, and you still get to express so much of yourself and see kind of what you like. And it's so supportive. I mean, I've never felt more encouraged to try new things. So I think it's a great program.
You develop a sense of maybe not stage presence, but poise generally.
Yeah, definitely.
In life.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great practice for public speaking too.
Sure.
You know, you got to get up on that stage and just speak to everyone there. So I think it's a really good experience to get out of your comfort zone while also finding people that are committed and hardworking. And so sure. You really find a great community.
Yeah. Very good. What's your favorite thing to do in Winchester and Clark County?
My favorite thing to do.
Besides going to the pool.
Oh, let's see. There's really not much to do around here.
Oh, Caroline, saying that.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
I love to go downtown. Oh. I love to go downtown. Me and my family go a lot. We love to eat down here.
Okay.
I love to shop. I love to look at all the little boutiques.
Do you like the festivals like the Pioneer
Festival? I do,
Festival,
yes.
The beer
I love the Pioneer Festival, yeah. I love the Beer Cheese Festival.
Labor Day Parade coming down for the Labor Day. All
Definitely.
Those are fun activities.
Yeah. And, I love the little small town that we have. So
very fun. Good. All right. Well, our guest this morning has been Caroline Harper, a good sport with regard to all of my questions. but the questions arose as a direct result of the bio that you wrote about yourself.
Yeah. I really made my bed there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. But nevertheless, so what do we got on tap for the rest of the day? What are we going to do today?
After this, I'm going to dance for a couple hours.
Couple hours?
Yes, I have to prepare. We're getting ready for Nutcracker.
Getting ready for Nutcracker?
Mm-hmm. Got to start early.
Got to start early.
Yeah.
Miss Bridgewater persuaded me to be in a
Nutcracker. I know, I remember that.
It was awful.
Would you never do it again?
Never. And I told her,
great.
Never. No, I wasn't. Now,
Very
Carol.
Graceful.
No, not even close. What are you talking about?
Very, very graceful.
You weren't there that night, were you?
I was. I was in the production.
Were you one of the little daisies or something, or the little?
I think I was a rat.
You were a rat.
I was probably a rat at that point.
Okay. Yeah. So in the big fight between the Nutcracker,
yeah.
It wasn't the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. Who does the fighting? The Rat King.
Yeah, the Rat King and the Nutcracker.
Yes. Okay. But you were a rat. You weren't the rat doing the fighting.
No, I was just there along for the ride.
Just there for the All right, very good. Jeff, buddy, I think we have exhausted everything that we can talk about this morning. This has been Mornings on Main. Caroline Harper has been our guest, Distinguished Young Woman 2025, and a very, very good sport about it. Hopefully when Smoke Signals is invited to come back on, you'll be able to come as part of that group.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody have a good day.
WWKY Winchester. NBC News Time.